Alright folks, welcome back to Retire Early Mindset, your daily dose of inspiration to crush your financial goals and live life on your terms. Today we're diving deep into something super important, something that often gets overlooked in our hustle-driven world. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you're running a marathon with no finish line? Like every day is a battle against stress and self-doubt? Let me tell you, I get it. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to achieve everything, to constantly climb that ladder of success. But here's the thing, that relentless pursuit can leave us feeling drained, burnt out, and frankly, pretty darn miserable. Now, before you hit that fast-forward button thinking this is some self-help fluff piece, stick with me for a second. This isn't about becoming a lazy slacker, though a little relaxation never hurt anyone. It's about cultivating a kinder, more understanding relationship with ourselves, especially during those inevitable bumps in the road. You know, when life throws you a curveball and you feel like you're failing miserably? Self-compassion is like having a supportive best friend who reminds you that it's okay to stumble, it's okay to not have all the answers, and most importantly, it's okay to be human. So why is this crucial for our mental health? Well, think of it like this. Imagine treating your best friend with the same harsh criticism you sometimes reserve for yourself. Ugh, you messed that up again. How could you be so careless? Would you stick around a pal who talks to you like that? Probably not, right? Self-compassion means treating ourselves with the same love, understanding, and kindness we'd offer a dear friend. It's about acknowledging our struggles without judgment, recognizing our imperfections as part of the human experience, and extending ourselves forgiveness when we fall short. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion like a pro. 1. Recognize your inner critic. We all have that nagging voice in our heads, constantly pointing out flaws and mistakes. The first step is acknowledging its presence. Pay attention to those critical thoughts, name them, and gently challenge their validity. 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Imagine you're speaking to a loved one who's going through a tough time. Would you use harsh, judgmental words? Probably not. So why would we treat ourselves differently? Start replacing negative self-talk with encouraging, supportive phrases. This is challenging, but I'm capable of handling it. 3. Cultivate gratitude. Shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even the sunshine on your face. Gratitude can help shift your perspective and build a sense of contentment. 4. Be kind to your body. We often push our bodies to their limits without giving them the care they deserve. Make time for activities that nourish your physical well-being, exercise, healthy eating, good sleep. Your body is your temple, treat it with respect. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was neck deep in a project, pulling all-nighters and feeling the pressure to deliver. One night, while working late, I had a total meltdown, tears, frustration, the whole shebang. In that moment, I realized how important it is to cut myself some slack. Instead of beating myself up for feeling overwhelmed, I took a break, went for a walk, and treated myself to a cup of tea. It wasn't about giving up, it was about taking care of myself so I could come back stronger. Now, remember this, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. It's about accepting ourselves fully, flaws and all, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to others. So go out there, practice self-compassion like your life depends on it, because it kind of does. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your victories, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness, just as you are. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your own experiences with self-compassion in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Retire Early Mindset so you never miss an episode packed with inspiration and practical tips for building a fulfilling life, both financially and personally. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.